And with me today is Dr. Andy Bernstein, and we've been talking about the ideas on campus, the war of ideas on campus, ideas that we're sending our students to school to learn are, in many cases, anti-reason, anti-the mind, anti-happiness, anti-Western values, anti-American values. And someone just called up. Dale, are you still there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Dale, you were saying, give us some hope. Give us a direction to go in. How can we fight terrorism, whether it's on the campuses, you said you're in Cambridge, or whether it's elsewhere? And Andy, what hope can you give us? What can we do in a positive direction to get the healthier ideas out there?
Well, I think there's a couple of things we can do, and we have to realize that although the war against terrorism must be fought and won, the fundamental battle is a battle of ideas on our universities. One thing I think we need to do is we need to make clear to the American corporations that they must stop funding these universities, which are cesspools of irrational ideas against capitalism, against the corporations. The corporations who have produced so much wealth and made us the wealthiest country in the world, they have got to stop funding these Marxist ideas on campuses. Their donations and their contributions have got to stop. They have to make clear to the universities that as long as you want to destroy capitalism and you want to destroy us, we're not going to support you.
Okay, what's something that Dale could do?
Well, and another point I wanted to make that certainly is something that all parents can do is that if we need to make clear to the universities as the parents of the students that that we're not going to send our children there until and unless they begin to change their ideas. That, for instance, they can have 100 communist professors in their humanities programs, but for every 100 communists, have at least one professor in philosophy or literature or history or economics who's pro-capitalist, pro-American, pro-Western values. They talk about diversity. Well, there is no diversity in the humanities programs now. It's complete Marxism being rammed down the students' throat. Let's get some diversity of opinion here. And I think the parents need to understand how their children are being propagandized here, and I think the parents need to put some pressure on the schools to hire more
rational philosophers. I've heard that the diversity is Asian diversity, and you've got Asian leftists, you've got American leftists, you've got tons of different leftists, but there's nobody that's pro-reason, pro-American ideals. There are very few professors on campus.
I don't know if Dale has children, but even if he
yes,
doesn't.
Yes, I do.
You do? What age is Dale?
Well, there's a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Okay.
Right, so they'll be college-age students in 6 to 8 years. And you can start making clear to the colleges right now that you're gonna be looking for the colleges that have a true diversity of intellectual ideas on campus, that if necessary, some people even send their, in the northern cities, will send their children to some of the southern universities, because in the south, they tend to be much less anti-American and much less pro-communist than in the northern schools. You can make clear to the northern schools, look, I'm not going to send my kids to you if you're going to just simply indoctrinate them with Marxist ideology. Now, show me that you have some pro-capitalist, pro-American professors in your humanities department. I want to actually sit in on classes, see them lecture, and I want to talk to them. And yet, show me the money. In this case, show me the rationality.
Okay, here's a letter from the Providence Journal. This was under the alleged bad mail that was sent to this one socialist professor. I'd like to know what the administration's position is regarding professors unilaterally abandoning the positions for which they are hired. I do not pay exorbitant brown tuition in order to have professors teach radical leftist reactionary propaganda rather than a non-partial class in political science, chemistry, theology, or whatever. Professors' classes should not be platforms for their own ideologies. And another parent wrote and said, "I'd if it weren't for the fact that there was, this is my paraphrasing it, that there weren't some good teachers at Brown and good students who have not joined the ranks of the people leading this peace rally, I'd insist that my son tear up his early decision application to Brown." So some people are speaking up, which is good, and it's considered hate mail, of course.
If it's rational hate mail, if it's directed against people who are evil, then it's certainly good.
Yeah, that's
one good thing that might come out of this war, even though war is hell, as General Sherman once said. One good thing may be is it may help more rational people flush out the communists on campus. That is, since they hate the United States, they will, as the war goes on against the terrorist nations, they will become more and more visibly, virulently outspoken against the United States. And this will enable us to identify them. We could point out to the American people, look what we're talking about. These people hate the United States. They support Castro. They support these terrorist countries. They don't want us to defend ourselves. This is what we mean about how evil they are and why it's so crucial to apply economic and intellectual pressure to the university administrations to begin to hire professors who are in favor of Western civilization, are in favor of capitalism and the United States, to give a true diversity of intellectual thought on these campuses.
And also, I know you said you have a 10 and a 12-year-old, Dale. I think we lost Dale, but the Ayn Rand Institute, I think it's AynRand.org, has an article by Diane Durante on how to help the children understand what has happened, the terrorist event. So you might want to look into that, AynRand.org, AynRand.org.
Yeah, and more good news, Ellen, for Dale and for all the rational people out there, is just the fact that Ayn Rand existed, the fact that she wrote The Fountainhead Atlas, shrugged and created objectivism, and I would tell anybody who hasn't read Ayn Rand's novels to read or reread The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged, and then get involved in the educational system, especially if you're a parent, whether it's in the public schools, the private schools, or the universities, and form the academics that you want Ayn Rand's books taught in the schools, that you want The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged taught in the English programs. You want objectivism to have a place in the philosophy programs, to give the students a true diversity of intellectual thought.
Someone once recently just asked me, who is Ayn Rand and what was she right about? Because I have a bumper sticker, Ayn Rand was right.
And I said she told you
it's your life, and that you have a right to make it your life, to love it, to never take advantage of anyone else, and to never let them take advantage of you, to discover what dreams you have in romance and in hobbies and in friends and in career, and go after that and make your life as rich and enjoyable as possible. Very different from the Taliban.
Yeah, absolutely. And to all the people out there who want the good news is Ayn Rand's books and philosophy. And what we can do about it is do everything we can in the educational system, K through 12 and through college and through grad school, to get Ayn Rand's books and ideas taught in the humanities programs at any level you can.
And logic, Aristotelian logic, that helped me tremendously. How to think clearly, how to use my mind well, how to hear a bad argument and try to figure out what's wrong with it and why it's off base rather than just to feel swamped by it. It is fabulous to learn to use your mind well, and that's what this show's about. Andy, any last...
Good job, Ellen.
Oh, thanks. Any last words? I'd love to have you back again.
Anytime.
Okay.
Anytime, but just the last word that I would say is that we're going to win the war against the terrorists. It may take time, but we'll win it. Just like in mid-20th century, we won the war against the Nazis. And late 20th century, we won the Cold War against the communists. In the early 21st century, we'll win the war against the terrorist nations for the same reason we won the first two wars, and that's because we're better men with better values. I want to say to everybody out there, read Ayn Rand. Read Ayn Rand's books. Read The Fountainhead, Atlas Shrugged. Give them away to anybody who's open, and above all, use your influence in the educational system. Even if you're a taxpayer, if you don't have children, you're still a taxpayer. Get into a public school.
We're right at time, Andy. Yeah. Wonderful. This is Dr. Ellen Kennedy back with you next week.